Hi, I'm Jim. Welcome to the Unbound Performance Podcast, where we explore the world of sports and performance mindset training.
And I'm Caroline. Each week, we talk about the strategies, habits, and mental framework that help us to excel. Let's get into today's episode.
Who knows? Maybe I'll order them both.
You're ordering both.
Yeah.
Don't act like you aren't. Everyone listening to this knows you're getting both.
All right. Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
No. I'm fortunate that an understanding spouse.
Your book budget.
They just keep coming.
Just imagine like heavy boxes full of books coming to your doors. I bet you have daily deliveries of books.
Nah, not that often. It's now I have so many books, it's hard to
find places
find
to keep
books
them all.
That for sure.
Start filling the bed of your
and
truck.
Then, although they keep, people keep writing new books. It's weird.
They should stop. Like, don't they know you have enough books?
It's pretty thoughtless of them.
Anyway,
so I thought walking is something that I never pretty much did not do ever.
Did you crawl everywhere?
No, like in terms of for exercise or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Bear crawled.
Couldn't help myself. It wasn't part of your daily training routine.
No, nothing.
I love walking.
So, but now, yeah, I walk regularly, and it was, well, it's the same as like the meditation thing. I waited way too long to start doing that, and then when I learned more about that, the idea of standing and then walking meditations,
yeah,
was a thing. So I kind of looked at walking from that angle. So I like to walk by myself. Usually don't listen to anything and just kind of, and that's what Rusparchi does. He uses it to kind of brainstorm, decompress. I thought it was very interesting, and he just kind of started doing it by accident almost, walking the dog, and found that he really liked walking as much as he liked the dog and kept doing it. And of course, now there's all kinds of neurology studies.
Data out there about that stuff.
That remote.
All of our digital devices are telling us how many steps we should get. And I think, I actually had to stop doing the Apple Watch specifically because if at the end of the day I was a couple steps short, or like, I always feel like it was barking at me. If I don't want to take 10,000 steps a day, I'm just not like, don't make me feel bad about it. Like, I felt like it was one of those like, got to close my rings or else. And that was just not the right mindset. But
yeah,
I think when it comes to this meditative walking, if you're going to go for, like, I think you can get exercise out of a meditative walk. I think it's hard to try to get meditation out of an exercise walk, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
when I'm going and I'm trying to like keep my pace up and keep my heart rate a certain place and maybe like walk to the beat of a song or whatever, it's very hard. Like, I try to be intentional if I'm going out with my headphones on to look at the trees and look at a flower and just notice things. But I find very quickly that I'm back into the words of the song, and then I'm looking at a flower, and then I'm back in the words of the song, and then I'm thinking about my pace, and then I'm thinking about where I am, versus going out, no headphones, no podcast, no goal in mind other than to just go out for a walk. And if I get 10,000 steps or I get 2,000 steps, great. But the purpose is to go out and be with myself and my thoughts. I think that's a much more productive from a meditative perspective.
Yeah.
And then the exercise is secondary.
Right. I mean, I think there are definite health benefits to walking. I know the 10,000 steps. One of the doctors in this article said, maybe 7,500 steps is good. One of them said 5,000 steps more than you're doing now or whatever. So if you're not doing any, shoot for something like that. I mean, they did studies where they found that people were more creative when they had walking meetings.
That's
so, I mean,
right
there, there are all kinds of, I guess, reasons to walk from a health.
Yeah, I think the number
standpoint
of steps is more of a health benefit versus the being observant and being meditative about the walk is more sort of the mindset stuff we're talking about. But to your point, in those studies where the people who had more steps were more creative minded. I think there was one of the examples was like, if you ask someone, I don't remember what the formula was, but or equation, whatever, to multiply or add two numbers. And if you ask them while they were walking, they had to stop
yeah.
and then do the math.
Yeah, but that was.
And I thought that was a really interesting
very
test, or lack of a better phrase, because if you know, math is not a creative problem solving. There's a formula to it. This is how you do it. So I think in that vein of walking promotes creativity, and not being able to do math while you're walking or struggling to do so. I'm sure mm-hmm. someone could do the math while they're walking, but if their initial reaction is to stop, I think it's kind of like when we pull into a parking lot and we're looking for a street sign, we turn the volume down on the music.
Right.
Like yeah. it doesn't help us see the signs better, but yep. something about it with our brain, the way we're functioning and trying to identify something specific. So I thought that particular study or example of that test was interesting. Meanwhile, you ask someone who's walking to, I think they were asking them to come up with creative ideas for everyday objects like tires or something.
Right.
And they found that the people that were walking while they did that had better ideas, I think, was ultimately the outcome.
Novel uses for yes. everyday objects.
Yeah, rather than just like, oh, well, we could turn it into a steering wheel like because it's round-shaped. Like they were probably having more useful ideas that were creative than just another way to use a circular object. So I think from that perspective, I definitely think, like when I go on walks and I don't have a podcast or don't have my music, I definitely get like the juices flowing. And not that I go on those walks to do so. It just happens where I'm not distracted by podcast du jour or how many steps I've gotten. It's just me and my thoughts, and it allows them to kind of come more easily.
Yeah, and that's why like you can't sprint and be alone with your thoughts.
Or, correct.
You know, do power cleans and be alone with your thoughts.
Yep.
Like those activities are so intense, they demand your attention, but walking
yeah.
is different. And you know, they have a great quote in here from Soren Kierkegaard. Every day I walk myself into a state of well-being and walk away from every illness. Just thought that was beautiful. But the list of famous walkers is
yeah.
pretty huge. And they did it to like, from a creativity standpoint, for sure, to break out of
yeah, like Steve Jobs was one of the people they mentioned in the article.
Ernest Hemingway,
yep,
like bust through writer's block or something like that. Whatever there is about it, I know the one book in praise of walking had a lot of references to the many benefits of a
yeah.
daily kind of walking practice from a neurological brain health standpoint to obviously, you know, physical health, and then the creativity angle as well. And it's something that you can do. I mean, anybody who's physically yeah. capable of walking can go walk, and it beats sitting there. Whereas, you know, that sedentary thing where the juices don't get flowing mm-hmm. like that, it has all these issues or concerns that walking addresses, you know,
right.
from a brain and health to physical health to, you know, the creative juices.
Yeah, I find that I have some of my best conversations with people when I'm walking, even if it's a challenging conversation. Like my mom and I will walk a couple times a month together. And, you know, now that I've got kids, our time together is always like, you know, the kids are bombarding the conversation or the attention, yeah. or it's like a quick drop off trade, you know, quick visit here. Rarely does she and I get one-on-one time uninterrupted. And usually if we get together, just the two of us, one of us is like, you want to go for a walk? And we have really nice conversations on those, to where I think if I had like called her on the phone and said, hey, you want to talk about this? Or just saw her in person, not walking in person. I don't feel like, I think there's something about like, I don't know if it's the adrenaline running through your body that gets to your brain faster. You're getting more oxygen in your brain. I don't know what, the science I always say is way over my head for that stuff. But I have some really good conversations when I'm walking. And I also know from a corporate perspective, a lot of people are, you know, I've got a walking treadmill under my desk. Certain conversations I have to keep a really slow pace or else I start getting like riled up. But that's become a very popular, I feel like you and I talked about it once. There was someone, maybe it wasn't us, so if it wasn't, just disregard the fact I'm trying to connect this to something. But one woman who's saying that like if someone wants to have a meeting with her, she's like, let's go walk around campus or go for a walk. Was that, I don't know, I feel like you're not,
was it me, but I know but
that's become a very popular thing to be able to have. Either it's either disarming in a conversation that might otherwise be a little bit tense or stressful mm-hmm. or not, you know, negative connotation to it, or it gets the creative juices flowing. And I think even in a situation where you're like, all right, this could be a, you know, a tense conversation, we might disagree, maybe the walk is more disarming. I also think that having more creativity during a challenging conversation makes it more productive as far as the outcome for both parties. If you come with your like 5 bullet points of things you want to say and that's all that you have, versus being able to like be dynamic in a conversation and be responsive and have ideas as they come to you, I think that's a way more productive conversation with anybody, whether it's a intended to be a positive conversation or maybe something negative that wouldn't otherwise be easily addressed. I think having that creativity sort of flowing in you helps produce positive conversation and outcome.
Yeah, they even talk about studies done where references your treadmill thing where you don't have to be necessarily out in nature right. to have the just creative moving. Juices get kicked in. You can do it on a treadmill. Or that was interesting. I don't think I was aware of that.
What, that's become like a thing?
One, I definitely didn't know it was a thing. And two, that you kind of got the same benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Just from
the, it's the moving. It's not necessarily. I personally think you probably get some added benefit from a little vitamin D from the sun and some nature. But I think as far as the creative juices flowing, I bet it's probably similar.
Oh, yeah. I definitely go with the old Huberman lab idea about sunlight. And
I think during COVID people got so like, I cannot, everyone was working these insanely long hours because why not? I'm home and I'm working and work is now home. And people weren't, especially early on, going out of their house or going to the gym. And so people were looking for ways to get movement. And then now, like, I don't use my walking treadmill all the time, but if I do, people can tell because I'm moving when I'm on the video. No one has ever been like, what are you doing? People are like, oh, are you walking? And I'm like, yeah, it's a walking day. They're like, that's awesome. Good for you. Like, everyone is like, no one ever seems to think like, oh, well, you're not paying attention to my, you'd rather exercise than be on this call with me. Everyone is like, oh, that's really cool. You know, so I think that's one of those things people have sort of come around. And I think we really turned a corner too on people doing things that are good for them or that work for them and being able to still be productive, whether it's working from home or walking on a treadmill while you have a conversation. I think people are really starting to see that this just like grind, 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 everyone has to do it the same way is not necessarily productive. And so I digress a little bit, but I think that's one of those things where it allows us to do things like walk on a treadmill while we do our work and get positive benefits both for ourselves and maybe for that other person who's receiving your more creative explanation of something.
Well, yeah, I think the whole idea of being a little more open-minded to what produces more thoughtful approach to things is a benefit that, you know, sure wasn't a thing, you know,
when,
like my dad was
walking
out of the house with a briefcase, you know, suit every day.
Yeah.
I thought the walking thing is like it's a secret weapon.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool that more and more people are aware of it. There's a lot of science behind, I mean, even from a brain health standpoint where, you know, from Alzheimer's and things like that, that it helps ward all that off or even reverse some. That alone is a...
I think it's like that study we've mentioned a few times of those, bringing those guys of a certain age, older age into this, they had to pack their own bags.
Counterclockwise study.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm not sort of saying they were putting them on treadmills, but they were creating, they're forcing them to have a little more active lifestyle. And you could see the reverse of the, either the aging or their brain health just from that was like 5 days, I think.
Yep.
And I think it just goes to show that movement, probably of any type, I think walking probably has its own different, you know, again, the science is further than I'm going to take this conversation. But I think movement of any type, I mean, there's all this proof about, you know, strength training and lifting for bone health and brain health. I think we're just going to keep on learning more and more about it. But I think just movement at all doesn't just help your body and your muscles and your bones, but your brain. Probably more importantly than anything else.
Well, that was, I mean, a significant part of that counterclockwise study was like they had to carry their own luggage in, even if they were too feeble to carry the suitcase. Then it was like carry a couple shirts in at a time, make their own meals. They weren't just sitting there being waited on and treated
like old people,
children or old people. So, yeah, the sedentary thing where you just don't move. That's a, it's easy to fall into that. Scroll your phone, watch TV, stream, binge.
Oh, there's so many things to not do something physical.
So requires, all right, I'm just, whatever. I think you can't negotiate with yourself on that stuff. I think make a list, do it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the whole cognitive behavioral therapy approach. Like, it isn't just that your thoughts and feelings dictate your actions, but your actions can circle back and affect your thoughts and emotions. Oh, 100%. So waiting to start thinking right, that's not a good plan. Happen. At best, you'll be wildly inconsistent with your habits, as opposed to, this is just what I do.
Yep.
And moving is one of those things that have to just find a way. And I mean, it gets difficult, you know, when you're physically, you know, I mean, Bruce Bochy, he's got two knee replacements and,
I think two hips and a knee or something like that. Yeah.
Talked, or maybe it was hip replacement.
Yeah, I think knee it was replacement. Two hips and a knee or something like that, which is.
So it's different. It's not as easy to
adjust a little bit.
You know, more fluid walk, but still does it.
I think when you reap the benefits of something, even when it becomes challenging, you still do it anyway.
Yep.
Like when you know that it's, like, I know that if I go to the gym, even if I'm tired or I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to feel better. Now, if you're like got the flu, okay, take a minute, right? But like if you're just in a bad mood or you're a little tired from the day, I always find that I've got a couple things I know I can do that just make me feel better. And it's hard to get started on them because I'm tired or frustrated or whatever that is. But once I get started doing it, it's like, all right, this is just what I do. And I know that it's going to be better on the other end.
Well, I mean, I think you've said it before too, where it's not like you ever went to the gym and then came home.
Never
it's like,
come
I
home.
Can't
like,
believe
I wish I hadn't
I did that. What
ever.
A mistake.
Not once ever.
So that's...
Maybe the next day when I'm sore, I'm like, damn, why did I do that workout? But even then, it's like, it's a good thing.
No, even that kind of soreness is like...
All right, cool. It worked.
Good.
It is something that worked.
Yep. Yeah, walk.
It's good stuff.
For sure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Unbound Performance Podcast.
Your support helps us continue to build our community. If you're enjoying this content, please like, subscribe, and share.